The Jags back to work on a rainy Sunday morning for the start of preseason week four. Jaguars Redskins in the preseason finale Thursday night at FedEx Field. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. JP Shadrick with you. Jaguars getting a workout in on Sunday morning, the first work since Friday's game against the Detroit Lions. And since that game, the Jaguars trimmed the roster from 90 down to 75 players. And the final cut down to 53 is due Saturday afternoon. So this week of practice and Thursday's final preseason game are the final auditions for players needing to make an impression to make the roster.
I think we have some really, really tough decisions to make. And so we want to make sure that whatever we install allows the guys to play fast. You know, I think the players understand it's a business, but it's a business that you're dealing with people too. So it's always difficult.
Now, with some players auditioning, some other players know they're going to be on the roster. They're trying to take that next step and get into a starting role, and certainly on the defensive line it's that way. Andre Branch came out with a left knee injury on Friday, and the team said he would miss significant time, so it leaves the position up to second-year end Chris Smith, Ryan Davis, and 12th-year man Chris Clemens. But as it goes in the National Football League, one man down, next man up.
I hate to see Branch go down like that, one of our leaders, you know, one of our captains on the defense, you know, but you know, like I always say, man, I play with the cards I'm dealt, you know, coming to work every day, you know, you never know what happens. You know, that's the part of our business. You know, we got to deal with injuries. So it's one thing about it, you know, when our leaders say, you know, he's been knocked down, but what you call it, everybody has to step up and step up to the plate. So I think the coaches are challenging me and stuff like that, and I'm up to the challenge. So I'm just coming to work hard each and every day.
The Jaguars return to the practice field Monday and Tuesday. They'll travel to Washington Wednesday. And, of course, all the coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.